Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Max Hurst here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's time to go inside the locker room. Brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Social Furniture. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Nashville Predators forward Matt Duchene. Matt, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Matt, I'm curious from your perspective, a game like last night where, I mean, you guys basically have the puck the whole time, you've got some good chances, you get a goal taken away from you, and you finally win it in overtime. What's kind of that process like from your vantage point of trying to remain patient and just, you know, let the game come to you while also you got so many chances and were just held off the board as often as you were and as long as you were last night?
Yeah, I mean, it tests you for sure. Yeah, I think obviously we did a lot of really good things and it wasn't going our way, but we just had to trust, you know, kind of the process of what we were doing, and eventually we kind of got a lucky bounce there in overtime. So we were kind of laughing that, you know, after all that was the one that went in. We were kind of laughed about that, but you know, we played a really good game, and 2 points are 2 points anyway you get them right now.
We've talked about this, Matt, and we've talked about this with you know, other members of the team recently, but how different is it on a nightly basis going from a team that is just, you know, they're just finishing out the season, looking at some young guys, trying to ruin somebody's night, or a team that, like you guys, has a lot at stake?
Yeah, it's a big difference. I mean, but sometimes it's, you know, harder to play against those teams that are kind of out of it just because they do a little bit different things. The game doesn't feel as normal as, you know, kind of the game that we're used to playing. And so, yeah, those could be trap games for sure. So you got to make sure you're on your toes and you're just trying to, you know, you're staying with it and staying with the process the whole time. So I think that's the biggest key.
Matt, is there like a side bet going on right now between you and Forsberg of who's going to finish with the most goals this year?
No. Nothing like that, but it's been fun to do this together with him, and you know, obviously we want to keep going here and see where we can get to.
Well, you guys are still in good shape here, I think, to be the first two 40-goal scorers in the history of this franchise. What would that mean to you, and what has it been like, whether you guys are together or not? You know, kind of feeling like it's like, okay, now it's my turn, now it's your turn all year long.
Yeah, I don't know if it's felt quite like that. I think what's really cool about our team is, I think between, you know, Yost and Phil and I find, you know, the three of us really push each other, you know, kind of offensively that way. Obviously Yost is, you know, has been really hot at times in production wise, and I think it's pushed us as well to, you know, try and, there's that internal competition with each other that is really, I think on our team it's really healthy because guys are not changing the way they play to, like, you know, try and, you know, compete with each other in a way. So you're still making the same plays, you're still trying to make each other better, but you're making each other better together. And I think that's just really important. So I think it's been really good. And, you know, I think night to night, you know, when one of us scores or has a big game, you know, other guys are trying to keep up and do the same thing. So I think that's a, you know, really positive thing. It happens on a lot of teams, and on pretty much every team, because we're all competitive guys. But at the same time, sometimes it's healthy and sometimes it's not. So on our team, it's really healthy, and I think it's really pushed us this year to score a lot of goals as a team and be the most offensive team that this team's ever had, this franchise has ever had. There's no, you know, as you just look at the stats, I don't think there's been another year here in Nashville since this team has been a team where guys have produced this way. So it's exciting, and, you know, obviously that 40-goal mark's a big deal, and be really fun to get there. the two of us. So, yeah, I mean, you just keep pushing forward, and, you know, it'll the more we score, the more it helps the team. So that's the most important thing.
Press forward, Matt Duchesne on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Matt, I mean, obviously, you know, Roman is heavily involved in the Norris Trophy conversation right now, involved in the Hart Trophy conversation as well. As his teammate and as a guy who's been around the league for a while, a defenseman being involved in the Hart Trophy conversation, how difficult is that to do? And what's kind of your case for Roman Josi maybe winning the Hart this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have had some huge years. But yeah, Josi, I mean, to put up 87 points thus far as a D-man, I mean, that is in this era where this, you know, yeah, it's more offensive than it was probably 5-6 years ago for sure in the league. The guys were, remember one year somebody led the league with like 87 points. Jamie Benn led the league with 87 points or something crazy like that. But for Josi to do what he's doing right now, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's pretty significant. And, you know, obviously there's some other guys having massive years, so I'm not, you know, he's got some tough competition there, but I think the Norris, I mean, that should be all but locked up for him right now. Makar's obviously had a great year too, but just what he's done is so impressive. And he's, you know, a great player, great leader, you know, a guy that, you know, is just awesome to have on your team, and you just wait to see what he's going to do next. So it's pretty special to see what he's been doing this year. And this has been a really, really special year for him. And, you know, you want to take advantage of when a guy has a year like that, you want to make sure that as a team that you're really, you know, using that, taking advantage of it and making sure that you're finishing where you want to finish in the standings as well.
Matt, how has it gone recently with some of the switching up with the lines? And I guess how do you just view the best case scenario, you know, for that top six moving forward, you know, being able to find, obviously, I think John Hines is trying to make it so that it's not easy for an opponent in a postseason to, you know, lock in on one line. Where do you think you guys are in that search right now?
Yeah, I think we've got, you know, pretty balanced, a little bit more balanced for sure. And he's done a really good job at, you know, throwing Phil and I out together with either Granny or Joey, you know, during games. We played a lot together last night. Yeah. I think we got to have a 1A, 1B, you know, top two lines. I think, you know, it makes it really, really hard for the other team to match their D pairings, their shutdown lines, all that kind of stuff. And I think it just balances our team out a little bit more. So, you know, I think Heinze's done a great job with, you know, still getting, like, when teams, you know, they get an icing or late in the game, late in the period, you know, he'll throw Phil and I out there together with one of those centermen and, you know, kind of try and take advantage of them in a vulnerable spot when we have the matchup. So, I think obviously we know that, you know, Phil and I plan on a line together permanently or for a full game obviously works, but in terms of production and winning games, but, you know, we're trying to get to that next level and trying to have that well-balanced attack. So I think, you know, splitting us up for a little bit or for a lot of the game is a good thing for right now.
Matt Duchesne on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Matt, obviously Ryan Johansson staying hot last night, scored a goal, the game winner for you guys in overtime. And, you know, he's been a 30-goal scorer in the league before. But really since he's been in Nashville, the goals haven't been there as high as of a clip, but the points have been, the assists have been. Have you noticed anything maybe different from him this year? Is that just the way things have gone for him? What are you seeing out of number 92 out there right now that's allowed him to be as hot as he's been as of late?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing great. He's played great all year. I think he's such a pass-first guy. He's such a team guy. And I think he sells himself short as a goal scorer sometimes. And he's got great hands. And a lot of his goals he scores from in tight to the net and with his, you know, with some good hands and just good finish that way. He's not you would never call Joey probably a shooter, but at the same time, he does have a great shot. And, you know, when we started playing together a little while ago there, before the most recent line change, I kind of said to him, I said, dude, like, there's no reason you shouldn't score 20 goals a year. Like, I know you'd like to pass, but, like, there's a lot of good passers that still get 20. And I think we talked about that a lot, and I kept saying, hey, shoot, and trust your shot. And, I think he kind of took that, and I definitely noticed him trying to shoot more. And because I like to pass too, right? So, like, when we were playing together, I was like, you know, if I give it to you, you got to shoot it, man. Like, I don't want it back. Like, get it on net, you know? Like, so, he's playing awesome. I mean, he's doing what he does. He does, I've said it many times, he does so many little things that, you know, you don't realize that that he's doing out there, just watching. And he's a horse at both ends of the ice, and it makes people around him better. So it's awesome to see him getting a little bit of stuff for himself now.
Matt, other than obviously winning these games, getting in, you know, cementing your spot, what do you want to see from this team in the next few weeks, couple weeks, to make you feel better about, you know, playing for a long time this spring?
Well, I think when we're at our best, we can beat anyone in this league, and I would not want to play us in a 7-game series. We've talked about that, how we're so built to wear teams down, and we do it physically. We do it. Juice obviously does it himself, where it's like he's unbeatable some nights, and I bet in a 7-game series, I think he could single-handedly win one for us himself. And then offensively this year, that's been the one piece that was missing last year. Offensively, we score goals, and we're very dynamic, and we score in a lot of different ways. We score dirty ones, we score hard ones, we score pretty ones, great shots, all that kind of stuff. So I think the biggest thing is, and I honestly, like, I think as soon as you hit that 10-game mark, and I think that game in Pittsburgh might have been a little bit of a turning point in terms of, we deserve to win that game. We were excellent, and we didn't get the result we wanted, but we put together a game that night that will help us win most nights. And so I think when I say turning point, I think it just was not really a turning point, but kind of a, you know, okay, this is the level we got to be at in the last 10. So, we're down to the short strokes now, and if we can bring that level of game every single night or most nights here down the stretch and then into the playoffs, I mean, I think 82 games, it's really tough to maintain that level. You're not going to have it every night. But now when it's, you know, down to the short strokes, like I said, it's a lot easier mentally because it's easier to take one game at a time. So, I'm excited to see what we do this year. Whether it's this year that we, you know, one team wins a cup, you can't, you know, it's very hard to do. And, you know, you're never, it's, even if you feel like it's your year, it's tough to say that. I'm not sure where I'm at there, where we're at there, but I know that we can, if we're hoisting it come, you know, the end of June, it wouldn't surprise me. That's for sure with the group we have and the way we play. So, I'm really excited for this push here, and obviously we got to finish the job and solidify a spot and get in, and then from there we'll go from there. So one thing at a time here.
Well, Matt, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck coming up against Edmonton tomorrow at Bridgestone, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Matt Duchesne, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road Inside the Locker Room, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Social Furniture. We'll take your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.